Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't think about this as a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show. With your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Thursday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, blasting at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. A little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in out east. If it ain't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7. Or you've done downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, Stitcher, crabdiving.com.
Yeehaw!
Just taking a moment to notice again the amazing mural. Mural?
Yeah, man.
That your mother painted. She's an artist. She painted for us, crabdiving.com. It's the kind of our cartoonish logo crab, and then a realish crab hanging here on the walls of the studios in Pensacola, Florida. I still have my brain goes right to Los Angeles still. We've only been here a month and a week or so, right? Something like that. A month and 2 weeks, 6 weeks-ish. So still acclimating.
Not long, dude.
Trying to, you know, what's your zip code kind of thing. And I'm like,
I can't remember.
But getting used to it here in Florida, the weather, you know, the weather means stay inside a lot.
Oh, yes.
A lot of the times, sometimes, because of either torrential downpours or hot as fuck and humid as fuck.
Oh, I know.
And bugs, little suicide bomber bugs, little terrorists, horrific, murderous little beasts, and lions and tigers.
No, yes.
Bears.
Oh, my.
But we're going to be here for the next couple of hours spewing our e-turds at the right.
Yummy.
Giving them, kicking them in the crotch.
Oh, yes.
Like it would hurt some of them.
They might like it, actually. Mike Pence will be like, hold on, let me.
Mike. Yes. Can I call you mommy?
Kick me again.
My name's Patrick Vile. I don't think I ever did that.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer.
You are.
Congratulations to O.J. Simpson for making parole today. Good job. Was that Kate?
It's Kate. The mellifluous tones of Kate, the Jack Russell Terrier here. Tweet us during the show if you like, y'all. You can tweet us at Crab Diving, at Crab Diving, one word, CRABDIVING.
Fuck you!
Or you can always toss us a message over at our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/crabdiving.
That's right.
Where, you know, the bad kids that smoked weed in high school hang out.
Yeah.
The fun ones.
And now they're taking over the world, baby.
Actually, I didn't. I was a nerd. I know it's going to be hard for everyone, all the regular listeners.
I was a nerd too. I didn't do
realize
jack
shit. I was a nerd, a nerdy as fuck.
Yeah.
Headlines. We might as well get right to that because.
Oh, by the way, the mural of which you spoke of earlier. I'm putting it up on Instagram right now at Crab Diving, and you can go over there and check it out.
Yeah, join in. Follow our page. Maybe we'll follow back.
Yes.
And don't forget, if you want to help us out here at Screaming Liberal Media, you can always buy shit through our Amazon portal. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you buy, we get our beaks a little wet.
You know,
like those birds that you put in the glass of water in front of and they...
what do they do?
They keep bowing their head and bowing their head.
That's a fake bird, that little...
little science-y birds.
They're made in China.
With the liquid in it, and when the as the bird
beats. Oh, yeah, that's cool.
God damn. Long way to go for that one. Mm-hmm. I was way into those as a kid. Again, I was a geek and a nerd, so anything remotely sciencey.
That's nice. Imagine, instead of drugs, you just stare at that bird beaking,
right,
pecking water.
Well, then later I found out that if you combine the two... it gets so much better. Like staring at a lava lamp in college.
I'm experimenting.
We got the head staring at a lava lamp is experimenting. Is the same as taking a load to the face.
Oh yes.
I guess at the last second it looks like, you know, a white lava lamp coming at you.
Oh yeah, the moment before. The moment before the moment.
Let's see what's going on. I apologize.
You sound like NPR.
Let's see what's going on in the headlines.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, deep within the crab diving bunker.
Deep!
Pensacola, Florida. Dateline, July the 20th, 2017.
The year of our Lord!
These are your headlines. Over at the Commie Pinko Liberal.
It's bait!
HuffPost.
Ate my dick, motherfucker! that's like, I feel like that sounds like Lily Tomlin if she were like a squirrely redneck, you know? Tracking Ned Beatty through the forest, waiting for the perfect moment to pounce upon him.
It kills me that this is the headline, but it is. The juice is loose the headline.
All over his cell, because wasn't he busted for, didn't he get in trouble for jacking off in his prison cell before his parole?
Oh, come on.
No, he did. Look it up. That's a real story on Raw Story, I believe.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, about that. What else are you going to do in prison? They got to let you jerk off,
they
least.
Said that was a violation and that could affect his parole.
No, there was something. He was jerking off on somebody or something. No, there couldn't be just...
Look it up, dude.
They don't let you jerk off in prison?
I don't know.
How do they...
Look at the article. I honestly...
I'm outraged. That's cruel and unusual punishment.
Oh, my God. There's a Nazi in the White House with his Russians...
OJ Simpson.
This OJ.
I listened to a little of his hearing. Boring as hell, and he's, I think he's a little dumb, or there's something going on there. He seemed a little glib for my taste, but I am probably not the most objective when it comes to OJ because I friends who have already messaged me on the various social medias who knew me in college when this happened. Knew that I lost my fucking mind when he was found innocent.
Yeah. But
lost my mind.
But you didn't see the trial where the jury said.
Yeah, I watched everything. That's the point. That's the problem.
Yeah. The problem was, I don't think anybody understood how DNA works in the jury. Don't you remember?
Right. And we saw shit that the jury kind of didn't get to see. So,
right.
You know, maybe there's that too, but damn.
A lot of people think his son did it, and his son escaped to South America. That's why the DNA is the same. What do you think about that?
But the DNA wouldn't be the same. It would be similar.
Right.
Well, it's not his twin or his clone.
But it's his son. They don't have the same DNA.
No.
Oh, I studied musical theater in college. We didn't cover this.
I studied theater in college.
You knew it. Okay. Jeez.
But I went to a rough Catholic high school.
Oh, yeah. Know all about DNA.
Where they taught science. Interestingly enough.
They should have taught how to fucking fend off these jiu-jitsu. Fucking priests. Yeah, no shit. If anybody should be armed, it's those altar boys.
Headline is the juice is loose. So yeah, OJ Simpson granted parole after almost 9 years in prison. He is 70 years old. OJ was sentenced to, I think, like 30, between 9 and 33 years in prison.
Oh, my God.
But even when justice would be that he goes to jail for, you know, possibly almost chopping his ex-wife's head off and stabbing to death her friend. But I really wonder if this sentencing was a little skewed. You know what I mean? Like,
why
it was, you should have gone to prison for the murders. So I'm going to throw the book at you for this.
Right.
Armed robbery, I think they called it, or whatever. Well, that he showed up with some thugs.
Did you hear the way he explained all
that? Well, that's the thing. And he really, I don't think he was coached well, because
he tried to minimize it.
Well, yeah, they said the one of the parole board dudes said, what were you thinking?
Right.
That simple. What were you thinking when you showed up to allegedly take back some of your memorabilia with guys with guns?
I was going to get my shit back.
Like, nobody said OJ had a gun, but he knew right. that the guys he was with may have or did have.
And didn't
whatever.
He pay them or something?
Yeah. But so I think, so instead of answering with, you know, I don't know, I wasn't thinking, I was irate over my memorabilia having disappeared. And I wasn't thinking. I didn't realize. Really, throw yourself at the mercy. He's been a model prisoner, they say. I guess, except for this jerk-off incident, which I don't know about.
You know what I would have said if I was him? It's like, listen, I was irate, but listen, I didn't cut anybody's heads off this time. Oh, oops.
Right. Or I said during the hearing, he's like, you know, if you don't let me out, I'm going to kill you.
Yeah. I'm going to saw your head off with a fucking knife.
The internet is speculating.
Yes.
Now that OJ's out, Trump is going to name him Attorney General when Jeff Bozsash quits.
Why not, man?
Jeff Bozsash isn't quitting. That Craven, obviously. He has no humility,
yes,
and no honor.
Right.
When the president, I'm going to play that tape of the president talking to the New York Times yesterday. Fake news, by the way. They're fake news. The failing New York Times and fake news. And they call him up and they're like, hey, you can say whatever you want. We'll talk to you. We want to know what's going on. Okay. Do you mind if I call myself John Barron, though?
Yeah. If they're fake news, then why do the interview?
Well, right. He loathes the media, and then he gives them full access. And they wisely, of course, tape the whole thing.
Yeah.
So he can't come out and say, I never said that. It's fake news. They could just they play the tape.
Everybody's taping everybody in this story.
Oh, my God. You have
fucking
to.
Fucking taping everybody. The Russians.
And this is... I was just about to say, and I really want to just kick myself in the taint for thinking about saying it.
Are you that flexible?
The
all that those years as a tennis pro,
no cartilage left in that knee.
My God,
it's like
a bendy.
It's like a hinge.
Yeah. You're like Gumby.
I'm Gumby. Damn it,
Eddie Murphy. Remember that?
But I forgot what I was kicking myself in the taint for now.
For fun? I guess you're a big perv.
Well, yeah, right.
I don't know. Because something about Jeff Bozsash and OJ. Oh, my God. Look at that. Oh, you just missed it. This Basset Hound, this car just drove by. And this Basset Hound was hanging so far out of the passenger window. Be careful,
doggy. Watch that, yeah.
Yeah, that dog doesn't give a fuck.
Well, this tape is crazy. This tape that he came. Oh, I know why I was going to kick myself in the taint, because I was about to say this is the craziest thing he's ever said. Like, this is the craziest interview he's given. You can't top this. And then tomorrow,
right?
You know what I mean? We're so punch drunk, punched in the gut drunk that it's like.
The pictures of him in that fire engine, you see that, and you're like, holy fuck, man. The
look at me, I'm a fireman.
What this guy will say
fires.
Or do.
Putting out the fires I light in your panties, ladies.
Oh, shit, man. He's literally lighting a fire in your panties if you don't take them off. I mean, he's kind of rapey. I mean, there's nothing this guy won't do. Limitless possibilities, infinite.
Well, he's gleeful at the thought of allowing Obamacare to fail, which means
yes,
hurting people.
Wow.
By That's, definition, right. We're going to let it fail.
Yes.
We're going to let the prices keep going up. We're going to help it fail is what they've been doing, actually.
Fuck you.
And then when people start dying, people start getting kicked off health care, people really can't afford it.
Yes.
For some reason, he thinks they're going to blame the Democrats. And well, his dumb base will. But I don't think anybody else will. Obamacare is kind of popular right now, but everyone says, everyone with a brain
yes.
says it should be fixed.
But don't you think, I mean, it's fake news for a lot of these people. All they'll do is just believe whatever the fuck Trump says until people start dying.
Yeah, we had a troll on our Facebook page.
Fuck you, troll.
Who said this is a bullshit story, fake news. And I was like, "What? It's not. Here's the, that's a fact.
Right.
It wasn't even like an opinion piece. It was... This it was like this, you know, there was a cloud in the sky today with a picture of the cloud. It was
fake
that kind
news.
Of a thing. He's like, this is bullshit.
It's a cloud.
And it's like, you just don't like the news.
Yes. And so it's fake.
But it's not fake. Yeah.
Which there's some genius there. I mean, if you don't like the reality in which you're in, if there is a way that you can effectively alter
yes,
yeah. There you go. He's changing the rules of the universe. He's stupid. There's a genius to being stupid.
So, Don.
Fuck you.
Donald Trump. God, there's so much in this tape. But one of the big ones.
Yes.
I don't want to talk about OJ. OJ's out. That's the headline.
Bye-bye, OJ.
Shame on you, HuffPo, for making that the big headline when the Republicans are trying to kick people off health care and fuck
right.
the environment and
oh, yes.
decimate education.
We ain't got no more permafrost up in this bitch, but congrats on OJ.
Right. The plus the Ken Ham's being persecuted.
Oh, yes.
Down in Kentucky.
Boo.
There are more important headlines and OJ's back out.
How is it Ken Ham's being persecuted? If I lived in Kentucky, I would be like, I'm being persecuted. You built a fucking ark.
First for living in Kentucky.
Yeah. But now there's a boat.
But actually, that's the only reason. Kentucky's lovely when I've driven through it. But
driven through? You don't stay then. Why not?
I had no purpose.
Oh, okay.
No reason to. I'm sure there are places to go and see in Kentucky that are
right.
amazing and beautiful and
Snake
awesome.
Snake Salvation. You remember that show?
It's the people.
Yeah.
I'm not worried about the environment.
Bucky,
I'm worried about
man.
Yeah. I'm worried about the Christians mainly.
They
man.
Done built a fucking
even the racists.
Arc.
You know, I've got camo.
Fuck
so
you.
I can blend in with the racists. But God,
you're
this
white.
This Jesus-y shit's getting to
but
me.
But you fuck it up sometimes. You'll go out in
these
the Crocs.
Days. What do you mean?
No, you look like a hippie.
I don't go out in public in the Crocs.
Oh, really? I do. I do all the fucking... I don't give a shit.
I don't think Crocs are hippie.
Come at me. Yeah. They are.
I think it just...
They are hippie.
Really? Do you wear socks?
I used to. I have. I, in the winter in L.A.
I have sinned against you, Mama.
In the winter in L.A., I'd walk over to the fucking Little Caesars
pickup.
Well,
that you're lucky you weren't.
I don't give a shit.
Issued a citation. Oh God! Over the Drudge Report, freedom.
Yes,
with OJ smiling.
Freedom. Hey, I thought the Drudge would be against him being free because he's a black.
Well, person. They are. I'm sure they're. That's why it's a picture of him smiling and looking
right.
at the camera like, ha ha.
Have they got any? Did they get a reaction from that racist cop, Mark Furman, that piece of shit?
He's not going to be out until October, by the way. So,
oh, I saw that. So,
got,
what does he do the rest of the time?
Few more nights to
jack off in that cell of his.
Yeah, where's this OJ story about him jerking off?
Honestly,
has not.
Google, just take your fingers and Google OJ masturbating. It will show up.
Do I really have
yes,
to?
Yes, absolutely. Right in that gateway computer.
You're sure it's not a Ross story?
Jerking
Did
off.
You just give a shout out to
Gateway?
To Gateway?
No, I mean it. I've said nothing but bad shit about Gateway on this show. I hate it. I hate you if you're listening to Gateway.
I think this is, it's just old, but it was, this computer was served its purpose for quite a while.
My computer is either a Dell or a Gateway. I don't remember, but both of them can suck my cock. I hate both.
Hello from the outside. Oh, Adele. Not Adele.
What are you talking about? Oh, Adele. Adele computer.
And this was my first touchscreen, which now I kind of feel like I have. Well, who cares? I have a triple double monitor situation going on, and two of them.
Tennis reference.
Two out of the three monitors are touch, and the third one isn't. And very frequently, I find myself trying to touch the third monitor, who doesn't want my touch.
Don't touch the third monitor
is saying, just say no.
Third input denied.
And I can't help myself. It's just so attractive.
Check your Facebook.
And so hot.
Yeah.
Join our Facebook page, facebook.com/crabdiving. Share it.
Yes.
Share the crabs. Tell your friends.
Right.
What am I looking at? Oh, my Facebook Messenger?
Yes, I sent you the article that covers the whole OJ jacking
off. Oh, from the Daily Mail.
Well, it's everywhere. It's a big story.
OJ Simpson caught masturbating. Oh, who cares? Oh, my God. Exclusive. This was an exclusive
baby
to the Daily Mail.
Oh, shit.
Good Lord, stop the presses.
Hello. He's been wanking his Joel Thomas in his cell.
O.J. Simpson's parole may be in jeopardy.
Hello.
After he was caught masturbating in his Nevada prison cell by a female corrections officer.
Jolly good. Oh, that sucks.
The former football great was caught pleasuring himself by a female corrections officer making her normal rounds at the Lovelock Correctional Center.
Nothing normal about that round. Hey, let me ask you something. Is OJ going to be known as a football player that sawed somebody's head off, or is he going to be known as somebody that sawed somebody's head off who happened to be a football player?
Yeah,
I'm going to say the latter.
Or a cell jerker.
I'm going to say his murder, alleged.
Oh, he's never going to be anything but guy who got away with murder.
Yeah, that's bigger than his football career.
Yeah,
which
and
is
he
kind
was
of
a hell
amazing
of a football player. That's why it sucks.
Does that speak to his? I mean, his God is horrible. His,
but
he's
having
truly
said
exceptional.
That, if he could still play,
yes,
then he'd be back in the NFL.
Please.
You know, a prison source.
Michael Vick.
Prison source tells Daily Mail he's facing a disciplinary hearing after being written up for masturbating in his prison
cell. Okay. Air that one. I want to see that on
seriously,
TV.
Seriously, wouldn't you rather have them snapping one off as opposed to like grabbing each other and making someone their bitch?
I don't write the rules. I don't make the rules. The rules are the rules.
Strange.
It's very strange. By the way, yes, televise that hearing as well, because the other hearing about his parole sucked. That was boring. Wouldn't you rather hear this hearing? I want to hear this hearing.
Hey.
OJ, why are you jacking off in front of that female guard, man? I mean, her life, she's a fucking prison guard. Everything sucks. I imagine it sucks. Now you have to jack off in front of her. Oh, God. Stop it.
So obviously it didn't affect his, I wonder if they brought it up today.
I mean,
but they said he had a clean record. The parole board even said, we understand you've been a model prisoner. You have no infraction. So
except,
I guess they let it slide, pun intended.
Yes. We're going to let this one squirt.
So there you go. Wow.
Congratulations, wow. Planet, for covering this so thoroughly today.
Murderer.
Hey, we covered it as well. Fuck it. Who cares?
Murderer.
Suck a dick.
And prison jacker.
I think it's going to be murderer,
free
football player, and then prison jacker in that order.
I concur.
Thank you.
In you mean how he's remembered?
Oh, yes.
So those are your headlines. Both places think the most important thing in the whole goddamn fucking universe right now is that OJ's back out on the streets.
Fuck you, motherfucker.
How long till the reality show?
Wait, yesterday. You know, there might be a clause.
Those Kardashians will get him on their show. You know, they have no shame. He was a bud. That's why we have the Kardashians.
Because of OJ? That's a spinoff?
Yeah, because Daddy Kardashian was his best bud during that trial.
Okay, let's think of all the spinoffs from OJ. The Kardashians. And there's other shows that spun off from the Kardashians, right?
Maybe.
So, which show had more... China.
And whatever the
Rob
dude,
Kardashian.
Rob Kardashian.
Fuck each other
China,
in
yeah.
the shower. So let's think of all the spinoffs. So this OJ had who had more spinoffs? The OJ murder or All in the Family?
Yeah, I think All in the Family.
Well, no, Maude, the Jeffersons. What else? I can't think of another one. Maude, the Jeffersons. That's it.
There might have been, it might be.
You can't count. I think Sally Struthers and Meathead had a show that spun off, and you can't count that.
Why not?
Because it's
a spinoff.
Oh yeah, yeah. Okay, okay. So that's three.
How dare you, sir? So other shit going on in the world.
No, whatever.
I mentioned it earlier, and you know it's just funny.
Yes.
Yesterday, I think, go to crabdiving.com, go to iTunes, especially, or Stitcher.
Oh, yes.
Subscribe to us and leave us a good review. That helps us. Even if you don't even have to leave a review. I think you can just put a bunch of stars. You know, even if you feel writing something.
No. Open up your heart and write something nice about the show. Tell us how you feel about it. You know?
Ooh, yeah.
Or if you want, send me an email and I'll send you a review. I'll write it for you. You can just cut and paste, baby.
We'll supply you with a
best show ever.
The Ark encounter in Kentucky. Another reason.
Oh, yeah. By the way, one of my brothers told me, and I won't say which, because you know he told me he only gets his news from us.
I've heard that from other people,
and that's great. That's the way it should be.
I was just about to label it terrifying.
No, it's not. Stop listening to the other shit. Stop listening.
Don't stop listening. No. Listen to everything except the nut jobs, but listen to every and all. Question everything.
Question everything.
Even
but only
assume,
listen
assume
to
we're
us.
Full of shit.
Don't listen to fucking MSNBC because they're very centrist. They're very centrist during the day when it's just they're talking the news people. Rachel and all the fucking shows.
Well, that's how even Fox
good.
Is because Shep is on in the middle of the day.
MSNBC,
he's their big poobah all day.
Their daytime people are legitimizing the side of racism by talking to them and talking about them as if they're not loons.
By talking about
by treating
the administration
them, they're treating
and
them like normal people when they're not.
Well, Fox is, we know, tainted.
Taint.
And bullshit, and the phone news network.
Well, I'm talking about MSNBC.
Oh, well, MSNBC. You think NBC's going
too
centric.
The way they talk to some of these people and let them tell their racist side is, in fact, more insidious than Fox.
Maybe they're learning because maybe they'll go more liberal after Greta. Nobody fucking watched Greta, and nobody's watching Megyn Kelly.
Right.
Now, she's going to transition to a daily show, but...
God, I mean, why is MSNBC taking people from the Fox network?
I don't... Because...
That's fucked up.
Those, I guess some of the saner people bailed on Fox, or Megyn Kelly was, you know, fighting with Dildo Riley, and
right.
She kind of... piled on a little bit and not piled on. He deserved it. Roger Ailes, that motherfucker, had all the sexual.
Yeah. I mean, you know, Megyn Kelly's is an interesting case because she has been blatant in some of the weird fucked up shit she said. Like when she went on that rant directly to the camera, reminding us that Santa Claus and Jesus are white.
Yes.
That's very fucked up.
She said she was joking.
No.
And you libtards can't take a joke.
Listen, right-wing nutjob loons, when you say something racist and you want to take it back, I was joking. I know jokes. That's a joke. Jokes are funny. I didn't get what was funny about, hey, Santa's black. Or no, Santa's white.
Just so you know, kids.
Yes. Just so you, is that exactly what she said?
Something like
yes.
that?
Just so you know, kids. God, get off MSNBC.
And what kids are watching?
Right.
The Kelly File.
Right. See, crab diving, we're not corporate fucking media like MSNBC. Fuck them. Right. Or whatever, you know.
Except, well, exactly.
Except the shows on there that are good.
And there needs to be more voices.
Absolutely.
More independent voices.
How
like I
Joy
said,
Reed,
break up everything. Break up big everything.
How does Joy Reid and Maddow, how do they put up with that shit during MSNBC during the day? Do they ever call in and say, God damn, I'm listening to some of this shit. You guys are legitimizing these white loons.
Maybe. I don't. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
Chris Matthews will say something.
Right.
Right.
Is it true when he does his show, he doesn't wear any pants?
Matthews? I don't know. I don't know. Maddow wears jeans.
Oh, yeah. I could see Matthews being like, I don't wear pants. I just wear boxers under my desk. You can't tell. And I need the circulation.
1 year ago this week, Fox News host met the idea of having Santas of different backgrounds.
Laughed, and I said, oh, this is so ridiculous. Yet another person claiming it's racist to have a white Santa, you know? And by the way, for all you kids watching at home, Santa just is white, but this person is just arguing that maybe we should also have a black Santa. But, you know, Santa is what he is, and just so you know, we're just debating this because someone wrote about it, kids.
Santa is what he is.
How is that joking?
I don't know. Her tone was serious. That's one thing.
Yeah.
And what
she didn't
said,
have, I'm making a joke face.
And what she said, I mean, I know jokes are subjective, but I wouldn't characterize that statement as a joke. How's that a joke? Was she winking visually? Was she winking or was she crossing her fingers?
She had something crossed.
Oh, yes.
Blood coming from her, whatever.
Her eyeballs.
Maybe she did a Sharon Stone. So Ken Ham and the Ark Encounter in Kentucky,
oh, yes.
Is not only we reported losing money.
Yes.
What
up, Ken? Can't make no money on a theme park.
There's two stories about it. Actually, one is the taxes.
Yeah.
They have now gone. Remember we talked about it, I think it was last week, how they're trying to weasel out of this
right
per ticket tax that the town is issuing
yes.
on any attractions that charge an admission per ticket.
Right. Yes.
Because even though it ain't throngs of people showing up that this lunatic promised.
Yes.
It ain't the sea of Christians.
What?
Showing up for his fraud fest.
There's not lines out in the streets to see this fucking yeah. ark, this boat that doesn't, it's a boat that doesn't go in the water.
But there's still enough
yes.
showing up that this little town has needed some infrastructure help,
yes.
you know, some extra trash cans, some right. extra fire truck maybe, or, you know, I mean, extra popo.
Yeah, there's a reason you might need popo.
And so since this deluge of taxes wasn't coming in. Now, this ARC bullshit.
Yes.
Specifically battled in court and squealed and pissed and moaned that
dick.
They wanted to be known as a for-profit entity.
Yes.
They weren't going for nonprofit. They want to make money.
Fuck you.
I think he might have really thought he was going to make money. That's how dumb he is.
You know what makes me nuts? It's like, dude, you put a theme park in the middle of a place where there's nothing to fucking do. You put a theme park in the middle of a place shit. Where there is nothing to fuck. What's going on out there?
It's the bright sunlight right now immediately over Crab Diving Studios oh, yeah. compound. And I look out to the slightly to the east and
yes.
it is black as fuck in
oh,
the sky.
Shit. Oh my God. Do I need to take in the lawn furniture? Is it?
Oh, I don't know.
Who knows? He could make money on a theme park where there's
right.
nothing to do in the middle of nowhere. There's nothing to do, Ken. You could have. Fucking
even the zip line didn't help, apparently.
What?
Even the zip line didn't help. Well, maybe it had they got weight limits.
Hey, if you put a zip line down there, you're gonna use some serious nylon, you know? Or whatever. I don't know. What are you using a zip line?
I don't know.
Prayer. Prayer? Is there a concert shell in there, like an outdoor concert venue at this thing?
Oh, I'm sure there's some kind
really,
of
really like
gathering a,
like put
spot.
Striper in there. Have Striper come in and play a fucking
Striper's still together? They
hell
didn't break
yeah,
up
man.
Yet.
I don't know. Put Striper in there to play.
Striper.
Yeah. What's another Christian band? The
Yeah, so you got me.
Singing Jesus loons.
So now it has come out that these the fucking Ken Ham.
Fuck you.
In order to avoid, so the city council was like, sorry, you got to pay this. You got to pay this tax.
Right.
And Ken Ham said, no, no, no. We're a religious institution.
Oh, shit.
And it's like, well, wait a second.
What's up?
You're a for-profit. Yes. Specifically wanted, you specifically got, what was it, 18 million in tax incentives, right, and breaks and shit?
But that's not enough.
As a corporation that was guaranteeing all these Christians coming waddling in.
I fault the fucking city and the government who thought that this thing was going to make money. If you told me, hey, right in the middle of the fucking Bible Belt, why would you come to a boat that doesn't go in the water? There's not a Ferris wheel. There's not a motherfucking roller coaster. There's not a Viking ship that, you know what I'm talking about? That Viking ship.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
Stupid fucking thing. It's not a ball pit. There's no balls. It's not a balls. There's no balls for you to play with.
No, well, that's what that would be the Catholic one.
Oh, there's some fucked up shit going on in the Ark, don't you think?
Well, incest.
Sure, why
after
not?
The whole thing was over with.
Oh, I meant the actual theme park. Really? They have an incest ride? Well,
they have to? How do they explain that shit?
You know, I don't fucking know. That's a good point. Chimera.
It's Chimera.
I fucked the donkey. He liked it.
So now these motherfuckers have...
Suck my dick.
Sold... I hope the town, the city, or whatever,
yes,
clamps the fuck down on these assholes.
Nipple clamps.
They said, "Well, we're not going to pay it." And the town said, "Oh, you kind of are, and you kind of have to."
Yeah, dumbass.
You pass this tax, you're covered. Pay up.
Or what though? Or will they repossess the boat? Will they?
Well,
take...
that's it. They can.
But where are you
take
gonna...
away their tax incentives? Take away their tax breaks.
Oh, that's true.
Kick them in the wallet.
But what do they do with that boat if they go out of business? I mean, don't they feel some... don't they want the Ark to be successful and people to come there and buy funnel cakes?
Well, part B of the story, we'll get back to what they've done with the shenaniganry to avoid the taxes. But part B is that Todd Starnes has written a piece. We don't get to hear his mellifluous tone, sadly. But he wrote for over at his Todd Starnes blog.
Can you picture him typing into a computer this drivel, this like, ding, 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 ding. You know, he yeah. sounds like such a loon when he's talking. I'm writing a blog.
Mother, don't bother me. I'm writing on my blog.
Okay.
And he's talking to his wife.
Oh, really?
Mother. Todd Starnes, what do they call him? The Serial Fabulist, where that was over at like Raw Story
that's
or something.
Funny as shit.
Serial Fabulist Todd Starnes. Ooh. That's a great term. Todd Starnes is writing about the outcry over and the mockery, Ryan.
Yes.
The mockery that is happening to Ken Ham's Ark Encounter.
Yes.
Because for a little while now, Ken Ham has decided that he is going to reclaim the rainbow.
Reclamation!
From the homosexuals, rip it right out of their recti.
Oh, yes. Do it slowly.
And
gently.
And by, he thinks he's going to do that.
Shove it back in there just a little bit.
By bathing the Ark Encounter
in
the rainbow every night.
Oh, right. Oh, lights. Okay.
he tweeted out... he tweeted out 2 days ago, the Ark Encounter is lit permanently at night with a rainbow to remind the world that God owns the rainbow and is a sign of his covenant.
That's right. That boat, to me, looks like a wiener because it's like flesh-colored. So now it's like a wiener bathed in a rainbow flag. It's a gay wiener. Congrats.
Right. It looks like a rainbow condom.
Yeah.
Used.
a lifesaver condom.
Ken Ham also tweeted, Christians need to take back the rainbow as we do. And he put the picture of the Ark Encounter.
Yes.
God owns it. He decreed it's a sign of his covenant with man after the flood.
God owns a rainbow.
They're all butthurt.
Yes.
Because the homosexuals have taken their symbol.
I am butthurt.
I have a feeling rainbows were around before Christians. Just saying.
Prove it.
Science-y and shit. Well, I wasn't there. Right. Were you there?
Wasn't there.
I'm sure there's a rainbow artwork somewhere that, that predates
absolutely.
Christians.
Sure.
This is Todd Starnes.
Hey.
LGBT activists mock Christian ministry's decision to reclaim rainbow.
Well, yeah, because it's stupid. Stupid things get mocked.
They're mocking us, Ryan.
Stupid things get mocked. So if you don't want to be mocked, don't be stupid.
The man behind the world-famous Ark Encounter has decided to reclaim God's rainbow, announcing the massive Ark exhibit will be permanently bathed in rainbow lights. Yes.
Massive! Bathe me. Bathe me. What's with all these bathing? The word bathing over and over again.
He quotes Ken Ham, which is basically the same shit I just read from his tweets. Then Todd Starnes says, the 500-foot-long Ark. How ridiculous.
It's so stupid.
The 500-foot-long Ark is the centerpiece of the biblical theme park based in Williamstown, Kentucky. Hundreds of thousands of visitors have toured the replica of Noah's Ark.
Is that a fucking lie? Hundreds of thousands. Well, citations.
No, it probably is, but it should have been millions by now.
Oh, really?
With their projections. Yeah, it ain't happening. Yeah.
Hey, Todd, I have a fucking question for you. If you love this Ark so fucking much, why don't you take your shitty little fucking kids and your shitty wife down there and spend your vacation, your whole fucking vacation, waddling about the Ark if you love it so fucking much, right? Do you think he's even fucking been to this thing?
Who?
Todd.
Oh, probably.
Maybe, oh, he has.
Maybe, yeah.
He's a believer. He would love this. He would make his kids love this.
Yeah, I don't know. He's kind of a show Christian, so I don't know.
You said he's serial fabulous.
Well, yeah, he. But he's a personality, so he's out there writing books about it and capitalizing on the dummies that get all butt hurt over it. Like this is from his blog.
Yeah, because you know I can see like Hannity doing positive pieces about this fucking art, but you know that hamhead's not going to go there. He didn't want to go to the middle of Kentucky. See some stupid fucking boat. It's not even in the fucking water.
He quotes Ken Ham. The Ark is lit permanently at night with a rainbow to remind the world that God owns it.
Hey, you weird Australian.
And
get out of my country.
And he decreed it's a sign of his covenant with man after the flood. Christians need to take back the rainbow as we do here at the Ark Encounter.
Why is a guy from Australia shoving his fucking religion up my dick hole?
Maybe they're smarter than that down in Australia. I don't know.
God damn,
I don't know,
dude.
If there is. I know they've had some conservative bullshittery going on, but Schittler. I don't know if they're as Jesus-y down there.
Yeah. Schittler or Sessions, whichever, you know.
We have listeners. Message us. What's religion? What's going on with religiosity down in Australia?
Yeah, and by the way, you're deporting people. Deport this Ken Ham. He sucks.
I don't want to deport him. I think he's a citizen now.
What the fuck? Take it away. He's
you
a
know
dish.
He would have gotten citizenship. Give me a break.
Listen, if I was running for president, I would say within the first 24 hours, I am deporting all douchebags until we figure out what the fuck is going
on.
Suck
my dick. Out what the hell's going on.
I'm a good judge of people. And I, you know, if you're a douche, you know, pack your shit. Pack up your knives. You're going home, dumbass.
Critics have denounced the decision, accusing Ken Ham of stealing the rainbow colors from the LGBT community.
Yeah, you stole it, dickhead. Give it back. Give it back to the gay people.
This is Ken Ham's sad attempt to take back the rainbow symbol from the LGBTQ community, read a headline in the Orlando Weekly. Kentucky Fairness Campaign's Chris Hartman told USA Today, it makes the Ark look incredibly gay.
So stupid. Tate, let's take it back. Fuck that. I don't want Ken Ham to have it.
That's all he writes. And then he shares a couple of tweets.
Right.
But notice the headline. LGBT activists
yes.
mock Christian ministry's decision to reclaim rainbow.
Yes. Yes.
And they're mocking us.
And I'm going to mock it too. And you know what? If I was president, I'd tell you what. SEAL Team 6, baby. We're going to go take the rainbow back from this Ken Ham. Okay. We're taking it back.
So here...
And fuck off.
On ToddStarnes.com. The most upvoted
yes.
comment below, of Ooh. Which there are 174 so far.
Oh, shit.
Todd Starnes, kind of popular blog.
Oh, my God.
I mean, if 170, Kill me. If this has dropped like yesterday or today, and he's got 174 comments.
Does
ready.
He have comments? I mean, are they good?
Well, but having I mean? Said that, it might be, they do link to it. From Raw Story, so maybe oh, okay. it's people following the link here. But You're here's the most upvoted comment
okay.
on this article. Well, Joe says, well, let's see. According to the Bible, God created everything. Everything! All caps.
Right.
That means it's impossible for any person or group to adopt any symbol without it being one of God's creations.
Oh, so that's on our side, right?
Put stars on your flag? Nope, God created the stars and heavens. Maybe you want to use an God. Elephant as a symbol of your political party. Nope, that's God's creation too. Oh, God, this might be a sympathizer. I can't tell yet.
But God didn't do any of this shit. Because God doesn't exist.
Sure, the rainbow has important significance in the Bible, but it's not like one group can really claim sole rights to an everyday object. It just
right.
doesn't just represent one group. However, as a rainbow is also a reference to a broad spectrum, and as one of the big themes of the LGBT community is all inclusion of diversity, it's quite a fitting choice. Rainbows are pretty. I like pretty. So this is a good comment. This oh, okay. is a person who's like...
We don't hate this guy.
No, well, this is all this right. is a person saying, first of all...
Yes.
If you buy into this logic...
Buy.
He says, let's see, according to the Bible, God created everything, which means... No group can co-opt one of God's symbols.
That's right. Bitch, don't kill my vibe.
And then he says, however, since a rainbow is a reference to a broad spectrum, it's the whole point. It's
right.
all-inclusive of the
broad.
Whole spectrum of visible light.
Right. Well, yes. Okay.
What, and as one of the big themes of one of the LGBT community is all inclusion
yes.
and diversity.
Yes.
It's quite a fitting choice. So this
Absolutely.
Person's like, sure, let him have the rainbow. It fits.
Who gives a fuck? Give it to him. The rainbow is gay now.
The first response to that.
Oh, shit.
All inclusive as long as you agree with their agenda.
Their agenda?
If you don't, then you will have... Than.
Oh, God, you fucking
If
moron.
You don't, then... They will have many things to say, none of which will be inclusive.
You know, can we just go after these people? Hyperbole. I'm kidding, but I hate this guy. What a dick. You suck.
I believe this is sarcasm. The gay agenda is the worst. Trying to promote love and teach everyone how to respect each other. That's horrible.
Imagine you're a gay person, right? And you don't have the same rights as a person that's not gay. That sucks. And that's bullshit. It's America. It's 2017. That's the agenda, dickface.
Man. This guy says they're mocking it because it's stupid. However, I imagine Ken Ham is about to be busy fighting a suit for tax evasion, so I wouldn't worry too much about it.
Yeah, there you go.
And then a right-wing nutjob answers, LGBTQ thinking their opinion matters is stupid.
Hey, yeah, you want to see stupid? Fuck you.
LGBTQ thinking their opinion matters is stupid.
They are people, dumbass.
What the fuck is wrong with this person?
Yeah, you're an asshole. You're a fucking asshole. See, now this makes me, if I was in charge, I would.
Their opinions will continue to be of no importance to me. Well, that's fine.
Right.
Just says your opinion is nothing to us.
Yes.
But when it comes to government treating its citizens, or we as a society treating Ooh, our fellow we. Citizens, it's not a matter of opinion.
Right.
Either you have rights or you don't.
Absolutely. What's wrong with this guy? This person, this commenter, is he stupid?
Asshole.
Is he fucked in the head? You're fucked in the head. No offense. I'm sad for you.
Well, it looks like sane people have taken over.
Bam.
have taken over Todd Starnes. I'm the third and fourth. These are all the most upvoted, and they all seem to be.
I'm speaking from the point of view of a straight white male, but don't you think most people aren't fucking homophobic dickheads?
Yes.
I mean, I would like correct. To think
I think most people are not homophobic dickheads.
All right.
I think most people don't care. But then they're told.
But you should care.
But they're dickheads about other things. They're racist. Right. Or they're misogynists. Yeah. Or they're butthurt white people for whatever reason. They're economically depressed because of our shitty economic system.
Yeah.
And evil fucklords of the rich.
Yeah.
Yet they've been brainwashed to believe that brown people need to work harder.
God,
brown people
stupid.
Aren't working.
Yeah, yeah. They aren't working hard. They built the country.
Or it's gay people wanting equal rights is the reason that you can no longer afford a two-bedroom apartment anywhere.
Oh, it's the gays?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Well, I mean, you know, these Jeez. Are the different groups.
Boo. Smarten up, idiots. My God, you fucking morons. Hey, Jesus.
A lot of pro-God stuff, though.
Oh, great.
Some of it. It's a little, you know. Oh, well, this guy says there's no such thing as a gay Christian. Sorry to burst your gay bubble.
Hey, let me burst your bubble, dickhead. There's no such thing as God. What do you think about that? Please, immediately, spontaneously combust as if you're burning in hell.
Jesus told the woman at the well that her sins were forgiven, but to go and sin no more, it's all about repentance.
Jesus!
Those homos keep sticking their dicks in each other's butts. That ain't repentant.
Hey, if Jesus existed, if he would be black! What do you think about that?
Well, brown.
Oh, yeah. Okay, brown!
So this other shit that these assholes are doing over to Ken Ham, I mean, the rainbow is dumb. It's just moronic.
Oh, yes. Hey, give it to the gay people. If I was in charge, it would be the gay people's rainbow, and nobody else would be allowed to have it.
But
I'll
bet they're
that?
Fundraising for their legal fees, which they're going to have to...
Yes.
Which I believe is a for-profit entity. They're going to have to declare as income also. See, they shot themselves in their... stigmata.
Their dick.
In their feet stigmata.
Well, then it would go right through.
Right. No harm, no foul.
Yes.
As long as you have good aim.
Yeah.
Stigmata,
baby.
By trying to get all these tax breaks and everything and saying, no, we have to be a for-profit LLC corporation type
Fuck
of deal.
You.
But then when this city says, well, okay, this revenue isn't happening. Nobody's coming to your stupid arc. Yet we're losing money here because we've invested in infrastructure. We need more infrastructure, even for the trickle of morons that are showing up for your ridiculous arc.
Right. All these people are coming in and they're doing shit, and we have to look out for them. You know, I don't know.
So they were giving what they call the safety tax, which would put 50 cents on every entry ticket. Sold.
So what?
On the $40 adult tickets,
$28
children's tickets at the Ark Encounter.
Fucking God.
The park pulls in an estimated 1.4 million visitors a year. So that means that the city would have owned, would have gotten about $700,000 in tax revenue out of this 50 cent per ticket.
How many people come through there?
Well, this says 1.4. I believe it's less.
Oh, my God. That many people want to see this stupid motherfucking boat. Oh, man.
Thundering like crazy right now.
I'm getting the Ark. We're going to float away.
God's pissed. Should I change stories?
No. Oh, yes. Is he listening? Hey, God, are you listening to Crab Diving?
So
leave us a good review. It would matter coming from you, you know?
The city council passes this and the Ark said, fuck you.
Yes.
And then they said, fuck you, we're religious. And it's like, no, that's not how it works. You can't be a for-profit and a non-profit at the same time.
Can't have it both ways, dickhead. Hey, by the way, do you think God shops on Amazon?
So now, of course, he goes through our hole.
Crabdiving.com/Amazon. God.
Creationists, these assholes have now sold Ark Encounters.
Ooh.
They sold the theme park.
Yeah.
For $10.
Oh, okay. That's a bargain.
To a non-profit entity that they run.
Oh, okay. This sounds like shenanigans.
to somehow avoid paying taxes now.
But when they sell tickets to the fucking thing and they make a fucking profit, how the fuck now are they supposed to not be
I don't know. But now they're a nonprofit entity that owns a for-profit business still.
How does that work?
It's not going to. They're going to get sued and they're going to lose. And they're going to scream
sad
Christian persecution.
Which will, in fact, make their shit more popular. Right?
God, I hope not. But I wonder if that's what the rainbow thing's about.
Yes. You know what?
He gave the big fuck you to the gay people, to inclusion and to decency, by coloring his stupid arc rainbow colors at night, because he knew Todd Starnes would jump on it. He knew the internet would mock it, and that he could then crawl up on the cross for 10 more minutes and say, look at the persecuted Christians. Look how they hate us. We're just trying to take the rainbow back.
Fuck you, Ken. I want to buy this thing and turn it into a big gay sex dungeon. Or I want to buy this thing and burn it down.
It's perfectly lit.
Yes.
Leave the rainbow lights. We're turning it into a gay resort.
Or just, you know what? Just make
it. And we're
going to
leave. You can fuck on top of the Triceratops.
Burn it down. Buy it and then burn it.
We're
going to
turn the horns
watch.
Into butt plugs.
Oh, yes.
You can ride that Triceratops.
Oh, hold on a second. That's a great idea. So I'm going to buy the Ark Encounter, and then I'm gonna have a designer come in and say, make all the animals as their posed.
Fuck bots?
Fuck each other.
You can join the Adam and Eve with the Triceratops?
No, you just take your
tableau.
Picture. You know that'd be funny? You take a picture next to a couple of donkeys on top of each other. How stupid. God, Ken, if you're going to build a, you know, if you're going to build a theme park, why just copy what they did in Dollywood? Dollywood's open, making a lot of money.
Oh, yeah.
In that
yeah.
same part of the country. Funnel cakes out the ass. But no, you got to go with some fucking Ark shit. Or make the Ark. Just put some goddamn shit in it.
It was 10 minutes ago.
Yes.
That it was bright sunny out.
Oh,
here.
I know.
And now it's fucking Noah's Ark getting ready to. It's pouring
but
down
this rain,
so hard.
Let me tell you something. God works in mysterious ways. That's God.
That's very strange. I mean, we had rain where I grew up.
Yes.
And rainy days and multiple rainy days and shit. So that doesn't surprise me that much. But what is weird is like with how quickly it changes within a day or within an hour here.
Ain't no climate change.
That happened
fuck you.
In Colorado, I remember, where my aunt lived somewhere in the mountains. And they were in a valley between the mountains.
Oh, yes.
But it was literally it snowed in the morning.
Okay.
And we were out in shorts and T-shirts in the afternoon.
That's chaotic weather.
It was chaos.
That's where we're headed with this global warming and this climate change bullshit. Serious.
So this is the Lexington Herald Leader in Kentucky.
Jolly good.
The Williamstown city attorney sent a letter to this amusement park rejecting their request to be exempted from this new tax because they're religious.
Just fucking pay it, dickheads.
Jeffrey Ship is the attorney. Said Shit? It was clear ship with two P's.
It's funny because
the
Ark is a boat, and his name is Ship.
It is.
How funny.
He said it was clear that Ark Encounter is a for-profit entity.
Cut the bullshit, guys. Cut the fucking bullshit.
Which is how it is listed with the Kentucky Secretary of State.
Hello.
I'm sure that's how they say it.
However, the day before...
Right, one day
the
prior.
The day before...
Yes.
Ark Encounter LLC sold its main parcel of land, the one containing the large Noah's Ark...
Yes.
...for $10.
Oh, shit.
...to its nonprofit affiliate, Crosswater Canyon.
Okay.
Although the property has been estimated at $48 million...
Oh, my God.
According to the county property valuation administrator.
Is that with the boat on it?
The deed says its value is $18.5
million. I say the value's low because if I buy that land, I'm like, number one, what do I do with that ark? I'm not into God. What do I do with it? Batting cages?
Yeah.
I would turn it into a bed and breakfast, you know?
They say it's been an escalating dispute between local officials and these fucking assholes at Ark Encounter. And now some people are saying that they think it's just that Ark Encounter is going to declare itself exempt from all taxes.
Well, they can't do that, can they?
Including property taxes.
Why? They're making money.
Which helped their school keep their schools open.
Yes.
One city council person, Kim Krupper.
Hello, Kim.
Said, I believe this is the first step. The impact would be far larger than just Williamstown.
That's right.
I mean, the whole county would be affected.
Everybody's...
if these assholes tried to say, yeah, we're religious, no taxes for us.
Everybody's
but we get
fucked
to make a profit.
What the fuck is this shit?
The city council will be meeting... or did they meet? When is this story?
Where are they going to meet? In the Ark?
So the city council was meeting to next Tuesday to with the Ark people.
Yes.
To work out their differences, but they think a lawsuit is imminent.
Which
would be the city suing the Ark. But the ARC spokesperson, Melanie Etheridge,
they have a spokesperson,
declined to answer questions about the deed, a possible lawsuit, or a theme park, the future status of the theme park. Instead, she provided a statement that said ARC encounter officials remain hopeful that they can reach an agreement with the city regarding the safety tax.
Yes. Well, I mean... you know, you could have avoided this by having the fucking ARC make more money, right?
Yeah.
Because it's not bringing in revenue.
Like other city officials, Krupper, who's been on the city council for 26 years, 26 years on the city council.
Right.
Said he was disappointed that ARC officials with them because the tax will finance emergency equipment that serves ARC Encounter.
Yeah, what happened? Somebody's smoking.
Which they, now also has a petting zoo and
right,
a zip line course.
Oh, look, I just dropped my fucking cigarette in
somebody,
the hay in the ARC. Now
if somebody
big,
gets kneed in the balls by one of the petting goats,
and
you got to call 911 and you need the extra wide ambulance.
Yes.
I'm just saying.
By the way, I stand with Maude Gonne. I think, yes, let's steal this fucking thing.
Maude.
Let's steal this fucking thing. And take this motherfucker
I don't
to
think
fucking
we're need
Burning
to.
Man.
I think it's going to be forfeited for taxes, probably. And then we absolutely turned it into a gay resort or the biggest LGBT homeless.
I want a gay
teen
sex
center.
No. Gay sex dungeon.
Maybe it could be both. There's a few buildings.
No.
You can zip line from this gay sex dungeon over to the.
Right. I want whatever
nightclub
would bother these Christians the most. That's what I want.
And set those poor animals free. They don't want to they don't want
God.
A bunch of gross Christians petting them.
Wait. You bring up a good point. I don't know. How do they know? They don't know who's petting them. They just like it. Do you think it would bother Kate if she was getting...
Well, they probably feed them. They right. probably got those machines. You put the quarter in and then you're yeah. swamped by all those starving beasts.
Kate, have you met any racists and were you able to tell? Could she smell that shit? Can she smell the hate or no?
I don't know. Maybe.
Dogs have, you know, they can
sense
smell
shit, some amazing
you know what I mean?
Shit, yeah.
I saw a dog one time on Animal Planet that could tell if its owner needed insulin or not. It could smell it.
According to public tax documents, Crosswater Canyon is a nonprofit.
Oh, shit.
Exempt from taxes because of its charitable, religious, educational, or scientific purpose. So
right.
they've been trying for a while to say we're educational. We're educational. Like we're a real museum. And people are like, you're a theme park. You're Disney. There's no giant mice running around with white gloves. There's no Goofy. No duck that talks. None of that's real. It's yours is equal status to that. And
hell
they're like,
yes.
No, we're educational.
No, you're less. You're less than
you're
Disney.
De-educational. Misinformation.
Yes, you're less than Disney. Disney, they have things like the Hall of Presidents. They have rides based on history. They do have rides based on the Song of the South, that racist shit. But whatever. They do, man. Do you know that Disney have rides based on Song of the South or something like, you know, from the Uncle Remus stories?
The Negro whipping booth?
Zippity-doo-dah!
Yeah.
That's some racist shit.
We got us a Spot the Darkie at Night.
God.
Video game.
Yeah. God, what a horrible
society. So there you go.
We're
so in. I want I want to donate money to the city council to help fight these fuckers and take them.
Let's get it. Let's
take
go
them
get
to
it.
Court. There's just no way in hell. And if the Christo fascists of our Supreme Court, if it gets that far,
fuck you,
end up with any of this stuff winning, we ought to leave.
You know,
because then we're the Handmaid's Tale. Then we've completely lost. Then
yes,
the Christians have decided that because of their privilege,
yes,
they can discriminate.
By the way, I know,
and not pay taxes.
Oh, right. By the way, go to facebook.com/crabdiving. I think tomorrow at some point there's an article from Forbes going out the cheapest places on the planet to live for no money.
There you go.
Got to go to Medellin,
Colombia. Okay,
you just got to be careful. You know. Drugs and shit.
Live from Medellin, Colombia. It's crab diving.
I'd live there. Might be fun, yeah.
I would live maybe not in Medellin, but
why? It's
probably really nice coastal areas of Colombia.
Coastal.
Right?
Guatemala, you got to live there. It's cheap.
Guatemala has a really good healthcare system.
Right.
It's one of the places they recommend for retirees from the States because you can live
well
on Social Security.
Do they have...
And you're... Eligible right. for their health care.
What kind of creepy crawlers do they have? Because that to me is a factor.
Christians?
No. I'm not fucking around. Snakes?
Well, yeah, everywhere.
Oh, God. Not like in South America, man. They got some fucked up snakes and alligators and crocodiles
and shit. There's snakes everywhere. There's snakes here.
There is not snakes like there are in the fucking Amazon.
Well, downtown Chicago, no.
No.
Correct.
Right.
But I mean, if you're going
I was told there were probably no rattlesnakes in our yard in this area or any cottonmouths and shit like that. There could be some black snakes, some racers. I know, that's a fucking storm.
Looks like a
here.
Fucking monsoon outside. You literally can't see 10 feet.
Literally.
Outside here at crab diving. In case our electricity has been known to go bye-bye. So in case we flicker here for listeners.
I left my sunshade up.
Oh.
Do you think it's pulling down the front of the house that it's clipped upon?
No, it might bend that tree that it's clipped upon, though. Fuck up that tree.
I don't care.
It'll survive.
I mean, I do
the Lord
care.
will provide, Ryan.
Oh, okay. I'll just be here waiting.
So we'll keep our eyes on that. What's going on with Ken Ham and those fucking fraudulent Christians. And they think it's the same thing with this abortion legislation.
Yes.
That is passing... at state levels, and they know it's unconstitutional, but they're like, well, we're not totally sure because Gorsuch and stuff. So they're thinking, well, maybe now,
God,
we'll be able to pass this shit.
But do we want to live in the Taliban?
They do.
No, they don't. Do they really?
Well, Texas.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. You're right.
They want you to have a burial. For your abortion.
Your fetus. Ah, God, I got to bring back I had this whole joke about Weekend at Bernie's, but I, you know, make some joke about playing Weekend at Bernie's, but with your fetus. You know what I mean?
Jeez.
Forget how I do it, but I'll just say this. I'm going to bring that joke back.
At Rated R Comedy.
Oh, yeah.
On the Twitter, RatedRComedy.com.
Right.
Follow Ryan and his Instagram.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Very good.
Right.
Follow
our Instagram. I just put a fucking picture up there. Crab diving.
Yesterday, I started a story right to the end of the show.
Fuck you.
iTunes, Stitcher, crabdiving.com. We started talking about this incident.
Hello.
In a mall in Ohio.
Fuck you.
Where apparently there was an event going on or something. But this militia right wing prepper group.
Oh my God.
Was hosting.
Oh my God.
A prep show. Prepper show.
Oh yes. What does that mean? Like how to shoot black people.
This is, from the Sentinel Tribune.
Yes.
The Amanda Sharp said she was visiting Woodland Mall.
Yes.
On Sunday with her 4-year-old son and his father. Doesn't say her husband. Interesting wording.
Right, yes. Odd. Did British people write this shit?
No. Sentinel Tribune. When men that identified themselves as oath keepers.
Oh, God. This thing.
As security guards for oath keepers, they stopped them in the mall, the public mall.
How the fuck are oath keepers allowed to stop anyone?
They were going to the main entrance, and apparently these security guards said, we got a radio ahead for approval for you to walk from the movie theater to the entrance.
Who the fuck are these people? This is like The Handmaid's Tale, man.
The group said, get bent.
Yes, absolutely.
Basically.
Hello, get bent.
And they said that then these guys, like, followed them.
Oh, my God. What's up with all
said
these
they stalked
fuck
them
nuts.
When they objected to paying admission to a survivalist event. They're like, we're not going there. We're going to that part of the mall.
I'm
going
to go see a movie or something. I don't want to see your doomsday prepper bullshit.
Quote, when my child's father, there it is again.
My child's father.
When my child's father stated that we were leaving and did not require anyone's permission to do so.
Yeah, suck my dick, Oath Keeper.
They followed us across the food court.
Creepy.
These security the entire time. And they put security in air quotes.
Why am I getting tailed by the Oath Keepers at a fucking mall?
And he was giving someone our descriptions over his radio.
What in the fucking fuck?
The group, which rents a storefront at the Bowling Green Mall, this mall in Bowling Green.
God, dude. Can you imagine? At the mall. Not
survival store.
Uh-huh. Okay. How stupid.
Oath Keepers Outpost. It's
Jesus
called.
Jesus Christ.
God. It's a retail space specializing in survivalist gear, such as things to start fires and emergency kits, prepping equipment, etc. Okay.
Ironically, these guys seem to be making the mall unsafe and creepy.
Well, yeah.
And they're supposed to keep us safe, these idiots. Fuck them.
Mother said, Amanda Sharp said, this was insulting, unnecessary, and was absolute harassment.
Harassment?
Harassment. Not only were these so-called Oath Keepers harassing us, they frightened my special needs son.
Oh, my God.
This is completely unacceptable for an organized group of people who claim to want to defend against infringement of their rights.
Yes, dickhead!
They certainly had no qualms violating mine.
Absolutely. Abso-fucking-lutely. God damn it, man. You know what? We need the A-Team. Do you remember the A-Team?
Sure.
Hannibal, not Hannibal.
Hundreds of thousands of rounds of lead slung. Not one person hit.
His name wasn't Hannibal Lecter. It was Hannibal.
Hannibal Burris.
Not Hannibal Burris.
Hannibal with the elephants. Hannibal.
Hannibal the cannibal I am.
Hannibal Lecter.
Hannibal B.A. Baracus.
Yeah.
Dirk Benedict. The guy that they made the
face.
Joke. Face, but who was Murdoch?
Murdoch
was played by the dude that was some dude. Slow or something. They made a joke. He's slow. That was a big joke.
Right.
God, I heard a comic.
And Mr. T.
I heard a comic the other night. He said the R word like 18 times in his fucking set. And I was up next and I literally had to talk myself off. Going off the ledge, just going after this motherfucker and just ruining everything. No, I don't know what it was. All I heard was R word.
There you go.
I hate that shit.
Welcome to Florida.
Take it out of the vernacular.
I'm surprised you don't hear more of the N word from white people.
Shit.
Fuck
that. This is crazy.
So, she then says, I do not appreciate nor will I ever tolerate being forced by so-called security because I'm not there for their event, nor would I pay the $10 for their privilege to walk through the mall. I believe that the mall and the Oath Keepers owe me and my family an apology.
Through my rage about this story, I missed the point. You're telling me they had to pay like a tax to these armed
goons. They were going
to
charge them to walk through the event. And they're like,
oh, I see.
And they're like, we're not going through that part. We're going around this or something like that. And they like followed him or something. Like
oh,
that.
God. What a bunch of losers. Are they armed?
I don't know. Of course they are. They said there was security.
Yeah.
A mall in Ohio. What's the open carry status in Ohio? AK-47,
grenade launcher, lightsaber, one of those weird spears the sand people carried, the Tusken Raiders.
These are the guys to watch out for that, again, the Trump administration delisted right-wing militia groups from Terror Watch. Keep an eye on
anyone. I don't give a fuck what your color is, your religious, whatever, your orientation. We all need to know what these fuckers are up to because they're creepy as fuck and they got guns, dude. God damn.
Oath Keepers. Says that Ross Story, the Oath Keepers are a gun rights group primarily made up of current and former law enforcement and military personnel.
Great.
Who have vowed to disobey laws they believe to be unconstitutional.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you for making the world shittier to live in, dick faces. Hey, you know what we have in common? We don't want to obey the laws, and we want to be able to shoot our little penis guns off anywhere we want to. Let's all be friends and form a shit group. Can you imagine, dude, how shitty that group is?
Oh, horrible.
Big meathead bros.
Boo! So there you go. That's what's going on in Ohio. You got a fucking storefront.
At a mall, man. I just want to get an Orange Julius and a fucking churro. And what's that place that makes those cinnamon rolls? Oh my god, that is
Cinnabon?
I'm sure they're a big evil corporation. Yeah, hopefully you guys don't donate to anything racist or homophobic. I really enjoy your cinnamon rolls. Because I'll stop eating that shit. I swear to fucking god.
Nick Getzinger.
Hello, Nick. Getzinger.
Executive director of the Oath Keepers for Ohio.
You sure he's not the commandant?
His group.
The Grand Kegel.
Has no connection to the National Oath Keepers group.
Oh.
And they're not a militia.
Okay.
We are not an anti-government organization. We believe in a constitutional government.
Okay.
We are a community response organization.
Oh, God.
And we'll work closely with local governments, law enforcement, and others in times of crisis, whether it's natural or man-made.
Oh, my God. Black people made. Hey, you know, is this the sad reality to, like, having a Batman? Because I always scream when I hear these horrible stories, especially that one yesterday. My God.
Well, yeah, this is why we frown upon vigilantism.
But Batman
is why we frown upon vigilantism.
Batman would take out these motherfuckers.
Questionably.
No, Bruce Wayne would fuck these guys up.
In 60s funny Batman, but I'm talking about like the comics and shit. There's some dark shit going on there, and he's, you know, kind of conflicted.
No. What do you mean? Like, George Clooney Batman would fuck these guys up?
Well, right, but he also kills people.
Batman?
Sure.
If they're bad.
Well, not always necessarily. And who defines bad? Why not?
I do.
Who allows Batman to be the judge, jury, and executioner? That's the point.
Right. Wonder Woman. Wonder Woman would fuck these guys up. She's good.
I mean, she's awesome.
Right. Altruistic. Great movie. She comes from that island of chicks. They fight.
Badass.
Right. Although, you know, I was hanging out with people last night and they were critiquing the Wonder Woman thing. And they said that what ruined it for them was her shoes.
Come on.
They said her shoes were wedges. And
did
like, how can you fight
in
wedges?
Did anybody notice the shoes?
I did not until someone mentioned this to me. I don't know. They said it's bullshit. They
wedges.
Said, totally took him out of the movie because of the wedges.
Is that high heel? It's kind of a thing?
I guess. And you know what? And I Googled it. I Googled Wonder Woman shoes, and they are kind of ridiculous. But who cares?
Well, guess what?
Does that make the whole movie fall apart?
She's Wonder fucking Woman. She could kick ass in stilettos, I bet.
In Crocs.
And I'll bet that was debated.
Really?
In costume meetings.
I bet so, too.
Let's give her stilettos. It's Gal Gadot.
Let's give her Crocs.
Oath Keepers having some dickitude going on.
Oh, yes. Look at my dickitude.
These are the ones to watch out for if we get closer to impeaching Schittler and his whole cabal.
Oh, yeah.
These are the ones to watch out for. They're the ones saying, this is fake news. This is the evil deep state. This is that Negro still. The fingers of that Negro's government reaching back.
Black fingers. Hey, I got a question. What is
I bet you're not going to see that dub today.
What do you mean?
By the way, outside.
What?
The dove that shows up outside the fence.
Oh, yeah. That dove's not stupid.
It's rainy as fuck right now, yeah.
Dove, you be careful. The dove. The animals don't care about the rain, though. Kate does.
Well, yeah,
animals.
I think flying-type creatures tend to avoid it.
Hey, I have a question. So, like, if you run a mall and somebody like a right-wing paramilitary organization is like, can we get a storefront next to Orange Julius? Can you tell them no? Or do you have to rent it to them out of some fairness bullshit? Why are they in the fucking mall is my fucking point.
I would think that, I don't know. I would think that it's a private business, right? The mall is a private business, essentially. Yes.
I would be like, I don't want to give you a storefront. No offense. I don't want a bunch of right-wing military, paramilitary dick fucks ruining everybody's good time at the fucking mall, which they are doing. They're fucking it up.
But what if you need a camp toilet for after the Negroes overturn the government?
Yeah. What if the shit hits the fan and I won't go to the mall and get an AK?
Lawrence O'Donnell was predicting last night that now Sessions is going to be a witness against Trump.
Oh, really? Oh, yes.
Now Trump turned on him, and Sessions is like, I'm not going nowhere today. They were announcing some other... one of the problems they're complaining about is that nobody's listening to our accomplishments, which are horrible, or these commissions we're starting. All people want to talk about is Russia, Russia, Russia.
And rightly so, you know?
Well, right, because it happens every day.
Well, and also, too, we talked about this a little bit yesterday. Like, what is this voter fraud commission supposed to do, and what kind of integrity does it have if, in the back of your mind, you're like, oh, I wonder if Vladimir Putin's got a listening device in the Oval Office? Anything he does, I mean, wouldn't you assume that anything Schittler puts forth, how do we know he's not doing the bidding of Russia?
Right.
Because we have evidence to suggest that Russia's got its fucking dick up in the White House. So why wouldn't its dick have influence over everything that comes out of
Well, they kind of are. Why did that... The only change that happened to the Republican platform that came from the Trump campaign... Remember, the RNC was like, you know, do you guys want to take a look at this and tweak it? And basically, the Trump campaign said, all we want is that Ukrainian part out.
That's fucking bananas.
We're helping the Ukraine government against Uncle Nipples' evil incursion into their country.
And that seems important.
Can you take that out?
Hey, can you take out the part that, like, Russia's the bad guy? Like, in every movie from the 80s and every Tom Clancy book, the premise is Russia's doing bad shit. We hate them.
Right.
Now, can we take that out? That's crazy, dude. Russia's a bad guy. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be a cunt.
So though the president has denounced the New York Times repeatedly as fake news, more than any other media outlet other than the sack lickers over at Fox.
Right.
He's done more interviews for the New York Times than any other entity.
But they're fake news.
Yeah, totally.
So like, it's hypocritical.
So he said a couple of things. Insane things. The main story, I guess, is that he just took a big old shit on Jeff Sessions.
Yes. Now, listen, we don't know what anyone's into. We don't know if Sessions is into that. Trump might be into that.
I'm thinking he doesn't like this version of being shat upon.
He doesn't like the figurative shitting. But sign me up for that literal shit. I love it.
It was Festivus.
Yes.
Again for the president.
I love Trump Festivus. I love when he complains. It's funny as fuck.
And he also, he said he would never have appointed Sessions.
No, do it in the Trump voice.
I never would have appointed him.
There you go.
I would have known. And he says, but then he says it's, quote, very unfair. Frankly, I think he says frankly.
Yes.
Frankly.
Frankly.
Frankly, It's very unfair to the president.
What? Why do you need to put very in front of it?
In the third person, by the way. He's referring to himself as the president. It's very unfair to the president. If he says he's not going to... Why would I put him in if he's going to recuse?
He's bananas. He's nuts. It's very unfair to the... he was a president.
In a wide-ranging interview with the Times, the president also accused Comey, the former FBI director that he fired...
Oh, yes.
Of using that dossier, Mr. President, they're saying you had some hookers pee on you in Moscow.
Right.
Remember, Comey said, I told him about that specifically to let him know that it was out there.
Right.
So you know.
And I'm sure...
This is out there.
Yeah. Do you think that was a fun conversation for Comey to have?
Trump is now spinning that as, Comey was threatening me.
No, he was...
With that information to keep his job.
He thinks Comey was using that as blackmail, saying, hey, Mr. President, if you fire me, I'm going to let the story out. Goddamn, Trump. I mean,
he accused the FBI director of trying to leverage a dossier of compromising material to keep his job.
God, not only does he fire Comey, he wants to ruin Comey's reputation. He wants to tarnish the work this guy's done throughout his law enforcement career.
Trump then went on to criticize both the acting FBI director, who's been filling in since he fired Comey.
Did he point?
And the deputy attorney general who recommended firing Comey. The letter from Rod Rosenstein that he got saying, look, Rod said get rid of him.
Oh, my God.
But Trump shat on Rosenstein.
Wait, he shat on Rosenstein.
He said something like,
we need a flow chart. He's from shat on.
Rosenstein's from Baltimore. How many Republicans are from Baltimore?
Did he say that?
Something like that, yeah.
What the fuck does... God damn it, Trump. What the fuck
he said Mueller
is
running an office rife with conflicts of interest.
You are.
No. Mueller hired all those Hillary donors. He's listening to Bannon. Bannon's like, oh, my God. Mueller just hired all these Hillary lickers. They're coming for you. Mueller's a reach around pal with Comey. They're coming for you.
Goldman Sachs runs our fucking country. There's so many Goldman Sachs.
Who else
fuckers.
Are you going to hire but successful people, Ryan?
I thought you were draining the swamp, Trump. What happened? You don't want to do that anymore? Why don't you move the Oval Office to the fucking arcing counter, dickhead? Why not?
He did say, though, that he would... He never said he would order the Justice Department to fire him, but he left open the possibility as he expressed a deep grievance.
Deep.
Asked if the Mueller investigation would cross a red line if it expanded to look at his family's business beyond Russia.
Hey, forget about it. Forget about it!
Now, we know that this is what happens.
Right.
Don't forget, the cum on the dress was from Whitewater.
Perfect. Oh, yeah.
From a Whitewater investigation that led to something, that led to something, that led to something, that led to Matt Drudge.
Yes.
Who had Linda Tripp.
I've got a jacket.
Who had a friend who had a jizzy dress.
How did they prove that was Bill Clinton's ejaculate? I don't remember.
I believe that there was talk of doing a DNA test, and Bill Clinton was like, it's mine. Let's not bother.
You should have made him do it, dude. That would have been fun. What would he have done? Mr. President, I'm going to need you to jack off into this cup.
So the president was asked if it would cross a red line if Mueller looked into the family finances outside of Russian relationships. Trump said, I would say yes.
I would say yes. I thought Mueller had full latitude.
Well, right. And
full
that's,
and total
like
latitude.
I said, that's what, and to go anywhere the investigation takes you.
So there should be no red lines. It should be red lineless.
He still says, I don't think we're under investigation. I'm not under investigation. For what? I didn't do anything wrong.
Trump said, I'm not under investigation.
He's talking about himself specifically, I think, I believe, what? Again.
Is it? Aren't they looking at Oh, man. He's confusing me. He's confusing me.
Over the course of the 50-minute interview, The often fiery Trump demonstrated his more amiable side.
Yes.
Joking about holding hands with the president of France.
Okay.
And musing about having a military parade down some main avenue in Washington.
Oh, man. Just like the Russians do, big guy.
He crowed about the unemployment falling, stock markets rising to record highs.
Oh, yes. Now I'm gonna parade a big, fat, thick man missile down fucking Main Street, because fuck you.
At one point, Ivanka arrived at the doorway with her daughter, Arabella.
Oh, God.
6 years old.
Right.
Who ran in and gave Grandpa a kiss.
Oh, who cares? She didn't know any better.
The president then urged her to show the reporters how she speaks Chinese, and she obliged. So little Arabella is learning Mandarin, apparently.
Speak Chinese, Arabella. Okay. Who gives? I don't want your kid to speak Chinese. I want you to tell us how much Russian dick is floating about the White House. I don't care about your fucking grandkid. Who cares? Do you give a fuck? I mean, this is bananas.
No, I mean, they were saying it was interesting because it was a humanizing moment, but then he would go back. He went right back to saying crazy shit.
Yeah, he's not a humanizing moment. Jimmy Fallon gave us a humanizing moment with Schittler, and look where we got. Look where we are. Look where we are.
Right. Yeah, it didn't go well.
It's his fault.
Didn't go well.
Fuck you, Jimmy.
How
could you? Jimmy's in show business. He's got lots of gay friends. How could you do that?
And one of the reporters even said that, you know, we were trying to change the subject, and he kept talking about Russia.
He will get off of it.
Sessions gets the job. Right after he gets the job, he recuses himself.
Was that a mistake?
Well, Sessions should have never recused himself. And if he was going to recuse himself, he should have told me before he took the job, and I would have picked somebody else. Mm-hmm.
He gave you no heads up at all. Mm-hmm. Any sense.
Zero.
That's the actual audio. He should have recused himself. I would have picked somebody else. Well, why? Why?
Wasn't he doing
He's
the right thing?
He's supposed to. Yes. And you know, some of these right-wing dicks on social media are trying to say, well, Sessions did the right thing. No, he got dragged out. That vampire got dragged out into the light.
Oh, God.
And then came out. Remember?
Right.
There was no way he was going, I got nothing to accuse myself of. And then we find out he lied.
Yes.
To Al Franken and to the committee.
Yes.
About, I never met no Russians.
So
and
he got
on
caught,
his application, yeah.
He got caught, and then he recused himself.
And then they're like, you got to recuse yourself. And he finally was like, I better recuse myself.
Trump, he didn't want to. He didn't want to.
Well, butt hurt.
Oh, yes.
Over that. Butt hurt
but
over that. He thought, what other possible explanation could there be other than he would make it go away? That's why I was putting him there. He licked my asshole the deepest for the longest during the campaign.
Wow.
So, of course, I was going to put him there to get this Comey off of me.
Is that the only thing that you're able to do that distracts him from tweeting? You're like, listen, do you really the only thing that'll really take his mind off this shit is you got to lick his asshole.
Yeah, rake that tongue over those creases.
What do you mean by that? No. Literally, go lick his ass.
The bulges of the hemorrhoids.
Blah.
So Jeff Sessions takes the job, gets into the job, recuses himself. I then have, which frankly, I think is very unfair to the president.
What? What? Listen, it really sounds like an audition for the Sopranos.
He said he should move his Oval Office to the Bada fucking Bing, to the Bada Bing, to the strip club, to the titty bar Tony worked out
so
of.
So I hire him, right? And
hey.
then he fucking recuses himself.
Is Schittler
what
wearing,
am I supposed to do?
Is Schittler wearing a nylon jumpsuit?
How do you take a job and then recuse yourself? If he would have recused himself before
he didn't recuse himself of everything.
God damn, Trump, you don't make any fucking sense.
He certainly didn't recuse himself of going after black people and throwing as many as he can in jail.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He certainly didn't recuse himself a day or two ago of somehow making this road piracy worse. Like, we've been talking about how they need to change these forfeit, these asset forfeiture
Fuck yeah,
laws.
Man.
Because you've got nefarious sheriffs and shit pulling people over and taking their shit.
Oh, it's crazy.
And never giving it back, even if they're found not guilty.
Oh,
how
my God.
Does that work? Somehow they justify it.
I don't fucking know.
And that needs to just fucking stop.
Absolutely.
Remember, Trump met with those sheriffs, and that one sheriff complained to Trump about that little pussy in Texas, that little state legislator who's trying to pass a law that says you can't take anybody's assets until they're found guilty. Can you believe that shit?
Get along there, little pussy.
Yeah. So think about that. They're upset about not being able to take people's shit before they're found guilty.
Because there's a joint in the motherfucking car. That is bananas.
And Jeff Sessions did something the other day, loosened or added money or whatever.
Loosened.
He wants more asset forfeiture. More of it.
God, they're a succubus.
It's road piracy. It's all it
Absolutely,
is.
Absolutely, dude. And by the way, then you got to sue to get your shit back, or you got to go to court. Fucking bullshit.
And the way they pass the laws in some of the places, you're going to lose.
You're fucked.
Somehow it's legal for these government thugs to steal your shit.
It is oppressive.
I would have said, thanks, Jeff, but I can't, I'm not going to take you. It's extremely unfair. And that's a mild word to the president.
How?
It's mildly. It's.
How is Jeff Sessions recusing himself from the Russian investigation?
It's extremely unfair.
He's basically saying Sessions was supposed to be my boy.
Right. Sessions was supposed to do the bidding of the president.
This is that fucked up loyalty bullshit.
Oh yeah, he's a top law enforcement of the country, not of Schindler. He is not Schindler's field general or some bullshit.
He still doesn't get that the government isn't his.
Isn't the attorney general supposed to operate independently of the fucking president?
Yes.
So what's up with this shit?
Trump at one point goes on to say something about that. Well, technically, the FBI director should report directly to the president anyway, not to the attorney general.
What do you know? What would he know?
Well, right.
What would he know of the president?
So he recuses himself. I then end up with a second man who's a deputy.
What does that mean? Now, like he's a like he's no good?
Well, yeah. He's like, I end up with a guy I didn't put in there.
Yeah.
I end up with a guy who I didn't think was going to cover my ample ass.
Oh, my. You know what it's like? If you ever go see you see a play and then there's a notice out front. Oh, the part of so-and-so is played by the understudy.
Well, sure, you get a little slip in the program.
That's awesome. I see some people like, oh, there's an understudy. I'm like, listen, that understudy is probably better than the lead because the understudy's covering four or five parts. It's probably more skilled, and it's going to be a better show, dickhead. What do you mean the deputy AG? He can't be an AG? If you can be deputy AG, can't you be the AG? I mean, is it that different?
So now they ask him about Mueller.
Yes.
Here's Trump.
Oh, shit.
Here's the actual audio from the New York Times.
Mueller was looking at your finances, your family's finances, unrelated to Russia. Is that a red line?
Would that be a breach of what his actual...
I would say yes. Yeah, I would say yes. By the way, I would say I mean, it's possible that it's a condo or something. So, I sell a lot of condo units and somebody from Russia buys a condo. Who knows? I don't make money from Russia. Mm-hmm. In fact, I put out a letter saying that I don't make from one of the most highly respected law firms.
My lawyer put out a letter saying I don't work with Russia. It's one of the most respected law firms in all of the fucking country.
Doesn't he pay the lawyer? Doesn't he pay the lawyer?
How does that make it credible if your lawyer...
I'm paying you.
Right.
Write a letter saying whatever I say because I gave you money.
Right. I asked Scott Baio, and he is totally on my side. Chachi, everybody.
Let me tell you
something. Chachi got more trim back in the day than all of us.
Listen, I would love to see a letter from Chachi saying anything. I mean, I think that'd be hilarious.
Accounting firms. I don't have buildings in Russia. They said I own buildings in Russia. I don't. They said I made money from Russia. No, it's not my thing. I don't do that. Over the years, I've looked at maybe doing a deal in Russia, but I never did one. Other than they held the Miss Universe pageant, they're 8-9.
But if he was,
other than having the Miss Universe pageant, but still, that's a big thing.
Well, and that's probably a lie because we have Don Jr. on tape several years ago saying a significant portion of our company's business comes through Russia.
Yeah, it's kind of like hard to say he didn't mean anything other than by that's kind of plainly.
Right.
But Don Jr. is a dumbass, though. He's stupid as fuck. What the fuck would he know about anything?
So now they asked him about what was with the little sit down with Vlad.
Yes.
Did you see now there's a there's video.
Handies.
A little video from that. That dinner at the G20.
Yes.
Where all the leaders are in the room, like 50 people right. around this giant table.
Okay.
Don was sitting next to Abe, the Prime Minister of Japan.
Sure.
And across the table, five or six seats down.
Yes.
Melania was seated next to Uncle Nipples, Vladimir Putin. But at one point, and the reason this leaked out, is because other world leaders were like, WTF is going on. Because at one point, their eyes locked across the table. And Putin Trump
and Melania.
Trump scurried over. And Putin.
Okay. Oh, yes.
And Trump scurried over.
Right.
Left Shinzo.
Yes. How rude.
Left. Yeah, a translator
rude
went over to Vlad, sat yes. down next to him, and had, by all accounts, an animated buddy-buddy, almost to the point of mutual orgasm, chat, bro chat.
What were they talking about?
Using only Vlad's translator.
Okay, so another spy from Russia. Listen.
So... rightfully, everybody's losing their minds.
Absolutely.
This is not something you do. And given the optics and everything that's going on.
Yes.
The G20, 18 of them hate you.
Hey.
And it used to be the other way around. It used to be it was the G19. And, and we got to smack Russia around a bit for whatever doing.
What do you want? We had Obama. Very likable. Now we got this guy. He's racist. He grabs your pussy. He's
dumb.
He says everything
he's
sucks.
Dumb.
Every time he speaks, it's Festivus. He's a big complainer. Well, everybody's going to hate him. Do you think, honestly, you didn't answer my question.
What?
Is Melania hooking up with Trump?
Yes or no? I doubt it.
What do you mean?
I thought Putin likes, he said Trump. Is she hooking up with Trump or Putin?
No. Oh,
Putin?
My God. I meant Putin.
It's neither.
And Melania hooking
neither.
Up. I don't know.
Trump and Putin are hooking up.
Fake news. Oh, yes.
So here they asked, the New York Times said, well, you know, about this little tete-a-tete you had with Vlad.
Fuck you.
That to the point where even other world leaders went back and said, you won't believe what happened at this dinner. Trump just about crawled under the table and filleted Vlad for an hour.
That's funny.
Here's Trump.
She's sitting next to Putin and somebody else. Okay. And that's the way it is. So the meal is going through. And toward dessert, I went down just to say hello to Melania. And while
a lie.
Bullshit.
Melania was seated over by Vladimir Putin. I actually didn't recognize him. I didn't know who she was sitting next to.
Right.
All I could see was my lovely wife.
She doesn't want you to say hello to her, Donald. She don't give a fuck. She hates you.
There's video now of like a security camera or something.
Yes.
But at one point you could see Trump's little orange head.
Does he blow him?
And he's back at his seat.
Yes.
But he's making these weird gestures over to Vlad. Like, I come over there, pointing. I over there. I there. Me there.
Oh, my
I come there.
God.
God, I come there. Blow you.
At my experience, you did the blowjob symbol. But, you know, this is he's a douchebag. He's a douche.
Right. So now he's like, Melania was sitting there. I went over to talk to her. It just so happened that Vlad was sitting there, which is a lie. He couldn't wait.
I said hello to Putin. Really pleasantries more than anything else.
How are the kids?
Was not a long conversation.
50 minutes, they say.
5-0?
Like, it was like 50 minutes to an hour that they sat there.
I mean, you know, how long are his conversations usually? 6-7 hours, and this would be considered short.
Yeah, a syllable.
it could be 15 minutes, just talked about things. It was very interesting. We talked about adoption.
Liar!
Which means we talked about sanctions.
Right. Because
the adoption thing is in response
yes.
to the Magnitsky Act.
Magnitsky.
Which is a sanction.
Right.
On Russian oligarchs specifically, a herd of oligarchs and some banks and shit for human rights violations and shenaniganry.
Yes.
And possibly killing that guy Magnitsky.
Ouchie.
Right.
Poisoned him, right?
So the dealio is that in response to our sanctions,
yes,
Vladimir Putin said, no more adopting special needs kids for you Americans.
Okay.
What a wonderful guy.
Right. And like he gives a shit.
Special needs kids.
Yeah.
We're not able to be adopted by loving American families.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
that's his retaliation.
Absolutely.
So when they're talking about this adoption bullshit, they're talking about sanctions because they were in response to the sanctions.
They were, yeah.
And now people are saying, pundits on the telly, etc., that this is him setting the stage for saying, for lowering those sanctions and yes. saying, but I made a deal. And the deal is, Vlad gave us our little crippled kids back.
Oh, my God.
Like this.
So now, yeah. And then he's going to make the joke. So now he's going to use those kids as a wedge
but
or something
right? Yeah, it's not a quid pro quo. It was a punishment, and things have not changed. Things have not gotten better. But they want those sanctions gone so that they can have their $500 million Exxon deal, and some of these other oligarchs can get to their money.
But they'll say, oh, you don't care about these kids.
To
Trump will say to the detractors, say, oh,
right.
you're politicizing right. these children.
It's not them right? offering concessions. There's no concessions. It was a butt hurt retaliation.
Yes.
And they'll take away the retaliation and you're like, okay, we'll take off the sanctions then.
God.
So that's how they think he's going to try to spin it. But I don't know how it's going to fly Congress, because this is one of the things that Congress ain't on his side about at all. Remember, 98 to Zippo, they voted, or 98 to 1 or something like that, in the Senate, in the fuck watery yes. of the Senate.
Hello.
To put new sanctions on Russia
yes.
for fucking with our election.
Right, which they should be. And
it's right now at the House, it's kind of floundering because they ain't doing much of shit over there at the House. Yeah. But there's growing numbers in the House even that are saying, yeah, even Republicans that are saying, yeah, we're gonna bring up some form of that sanctions bill, and we need to get those sanctions out there at Russia.
You know, I was thinking about
Trump wants less sanctions.
I was thinking about what you were saying, and I just looked over this way, and I have a tab is open on my computer, OJ masturbating.
There you go.
But what a shitty plan. You know, I mean, if their plan was...
On his part.
Well, on Russia and the Trump campaign, if the plan was, let's get Trump elected and then get the sanctions rolled back, why would they think that would happen? Because he has to have Congress to do that, right?
Well, more competent operative...
But how do you sell to the American people that Russia isn't the bad guy anymore? Because to get the sanctions rolled back, you sort of have to sell that, right? Why did they think
they would be able to do that? But if he hadn't fired Comey, who knows how much of this would have kept going on and how deep this would have gone? There wouldn't have been a special counsel.
Oh, right.
Then, maybe.
But don't you think Vlad told him to fire Comey? I mean...
Maybe, but Vlad could also realize that there's no way we're going to get the sanctions lifted the way Congress is set up. The Magnitsky Act is a law. Trump can't wave his tiny little sausage orange fingers and make it go away.
Yeah, so why
he
did
can't
they think
sign
his plan
something
would work?
And show it to a camera and make it go away?
Even when you see a heist movie and it's very hard and you know you got to do all this jujitsu to get through the little laser
sure.
tripwires, there is that hope. Tom Cruise is always going to figure out how to get the safe open at the end of the movie.
Sure.
Why did they think this would succeed? I don't see how they would ever think that they would be.
Well, my point is, I don't think Vlad best case scenario would have been,
yes.
Oh my God, somehow we got these sanctions lifted. Otherwise, an equally, almost as equally acceptable plan B is we create chaos in the American
NATO goes
system
away.
And the whole world. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Or we got a guy in there who's a puppet who hates NATO.
I'm not a puppet. I'm not a puppet.
You hit the puppet.
Oh my God.
I'm rubber your glue.
It's already happened. So their plan's already successful.
Our president used our I'm rubber your glue on international television.
He called Ted Cruz a pussy. Basically. And he reminded everybody that he's got a big thick Coke can dick. He's a child.
No, he said, I just want everyone to know everything's okay.
Oh, yeah. Right, you're right. He didn't actually
say never had any larger than average claims. He was like, everything's okay, Dad.
But he does have his hands enlarged in photos hanging about the fucking White House.
Allegedly.
Man. I'm like, no, I he thought it was
Russian
real.
Adoption. Yeah, mm-hmm. I always found that interesting because, you know, he ended that years ago.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I actually talked about Russian adoption with him, which is interesting because that was a part of a conversation that Don had with us.
Don had that same lie about the Russian adoption, which
why
is
everything interesting?
Sanctions.
Yes,
that's what they're the dummies. Well, of course, his base isn't going to put. That's that's thinking one level farther than simple.
Oh yes,
single digits.
Right.
So for them to say, well, talking about the adoption is the same thing as talking about sanctions.
Right.
Because the sanctions created the adoption thing.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. You can't have a conversation about that without...
So Trump is trying to make it sound like, years ago, Putin stopped these adoptions. Why don't we just lessen the sanctions and maybe we'll offer him a deal and he'll be able to... You know, that's what he sat there and told them. We're going to totally spin it this way.
Are we supposed...
I've got it, Vlad. Yeah. I'm going to tell everyone that look at the children we're helping. And then we'll let the sanctions down.
You know what's bananas about this?
And all my friends will buy Exxon stock.
Oh, abso-fucking-lutely, baby. Our Secretary of fucking State. Listen, the crazy thing about this is Trump wants us to believe not only he's altruistic and is noble, and an honest person. We have to believe that. We also need to believe Vladimir Putin is.
Yeah, well.
This is crazy.
This
is nuts.
Yeah. It's like a John Le Carré novel, somebody said earlier.
Go fuck yourself.
With a crazy cast of characters,
oh, yeah.
Too.
It's John Le Carré as if, like, you know. I don't know.
As if Trump was in it.
Right,
I mean,
right. The John Le Carré novel back in the day starring the late, great Peter Sellers.
Written by second graders as their pageant.
Yes. Shit, man. I would. By the way, I was just thinking about Peter Sellers, Dr. Strangelove.
No.
I would take the president from Dr. Strangelove over Schittler.
Yeah.
I guess.
There's just a little bit more of this.
Okay. Most other people, you know, when they call up and they say, by the way, we have information on your opponent.
Mm-hmm.
I think most politicians, I was just with a lot of people, they said, who wouldn't have taken a meeting like that?
If it's a foreign national, you don't do it because...
And most politicians were saying, I wouldn't.
Yeah. Although when Republicans say that, I'm like,
but the Trump lickers were saying, oh, who wouldn't? There's a few of them that were on television
right.
that were saying, oh, who wouldn't? Here's wrapping up here. We only got a couple minutes.
Wrapping it up.
This is, they asked him about the email that Don Jr. received promising
yes
dirt from Russia.
Yes.
From the Russian government.
Ooh.
On Hillary. Predictable what he says.
I didn't look at it very closely, to be honest with you.
Okay.
I just heard there was an email.
That I absolutely believe
to be
he
honest.
Looks at nothing closely.
And quit so saying to be honest.
That's one of the few things I'll believe.
Yeah.
You didn't look at you don't look at shit.
Yeah,
requesting a meeting or something. Yeah, requesting a meeting that they have information on Hillary Clinton. And I said, I mean, that's standard political stuff.
Did you know at the time that they had the meeting?
No, I didn't know anything about the meeting.
Oh, no.
Yeah. But my son did.
I see this story comes out and I'm like, well, that's standard political stuff. Did you know about it then? Oh, no, absolutely not.
Do you think he hates his sons? Do you think he hates
I think
them?
He'll throw them under the fucking bus at first. If it starts looking like it's coming at him, It absolutely he'll hold Don up as a subhuman shield.
Would he do it to Ivanka?
Oh, no.
Hold him up.
No. Yeah. No.
Okay, because Ivanka's beautiful.
I don't think so. Yeah, yeah.
To him.
But you know, you gave us... It must have been a very unimportant meeting because I never even heard about it.
No one told you a word, nothing. Nobody I know we talked about this in the plane a little bit, but nobody...
No, nobody told me. I didn't know that. You know, it's a very unimportant... sounded like a very unimportant meeting.
The day you clinched the nomination with New Jersey and California and the primaries and so forth, you give a speech that night saying you're going to give a speech about Hillary Clinton's corrupt dealings with Russia and other...
That night, he gave a speech and said, you guys should see what's coming. Shit with Hillary and Russia.
Oh, my God.
But, of course, he knew nothing about it.
Oh, yes.
And listen to what he...
countries. And that comes just 3 hours after Don
Jr. Remember
when
I made...
people wondered about
any of those speeches.
Yeah.
I'd go after her all the time.
I always went after her. But why specifically all of a sudden 3 hours after Donnie
this
Jr.'s
is not really
meeting
a long day,
after
President
Donnie Hayes. Jr.'s You're... meeting, why did you say, oh, you guys won't believe the shit that's coming. I got Aunt Hillary.
He even said that.
Russia. He's hanging himself. He wants out. I think somewhere subconsciously he wants out. And he's hanging himself and his own mental illness.
But he doesn't want to be the big loser.
Is somehow, and he's so arrogant, he doesn't think anything's going to come of it.
Yes.
If he tells it, yeah, I fired Comey because of Russia. Yeah, I wouldn't have hired that fucking little tree gnome, that little racist tree gnome, if...
He is a tree
if
gnome.
If he would have recused.
Yeah, little hat.
Disparaging remarks about you, Attorney General of the United States, and your Deputy Attorney General yesterday. Given what he said, what is your reaction to those remarks, and how seriously are you considering possibly resigning?
We in this Department of Justice will continue every single day
to go after every Negro can find.
You hear that voice?
Spread the Lord.
To work hard to serve the national interest, and we wholeheartedly join in the priorities of President Trump. I have the honor of serving as Attorney General. It's something that goes beyond any thought I would have ever had for myself. We love this job, we love this department, and I plan to continue to do so as long as that is appropriate.
How do you feel like you can effectively serve now that you don't have
a... Thanks for joining us here for Crab Diving Thursday.
Hell yeah, boy!
We're back tomorrow, Crab Diving Friday, for, Faithless Friday, everybody. We're going to get our... atheism on a little more. Don't forget Crab Diving on Instagram and all that shit. And crabdiving.com, and help us out with our Amazon hold. Go to crabdiving.com.
Viva!
Ryan's doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Instagram or his Twitter feed, which is at Radar Comedy, or go to his website, which is RadarComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great evening, everybody. Back tomorrow for more of this bullshit.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.